Kirk Bangstad, the liberal owner of Minocqua Brewing Company, will not appear on the ballot in the Wisconsin gubernatorial primary in August. It's Wednesday, June 10th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Alex Groh. Coming up on the show today, after the sudden death of their president and CEO, supporters of the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County gather for a candlelight vigil. And we'll hear a Wisconsin writer's reflections on a family trip and the search for one of the state's most iconic wild birds. Stay with us.
The largest source of funding for the WPR programs you enjoy comes from tens of thousands of individuals and families who contribute. You can hear your favorite program and discover new ones thanks to member support. Find out more at WPR.org.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission has denied Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstad a spot on the ballot in the upcoming primary in the governor's race. The commission voted unanimously yesterday to deny ballot access to the liberal firebrand and 67 other candidates for offices across Wisconsin. That's after agency staff found that Bangstad was about 500 signatures short of the 2,000 required for his nomination papers. The vote denying Bangstad ballot access was part of the commission's certification of candidates for the primary and general election. Bangstad launched his bid for governor last month in a crowded Democratic primary field. His announcement came just days after he was questioned by federal agents over comments he made on social media in April about an assassination attempt on President Trump. In an email sent before the commission's vote, Bangstad said he would, quote, pursue any possible avenues to get on the ballot if his papers were denied. Hundreds of people gathered last night to mourn the influential leader of the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County. Michael Johnson died suddenly Sunday night. Anya Van Wagtendonk has more.
Mourners gathered on the patio of one of the Boys and Girls Club buildings outside of Madison, which they described as just one of Johnson's dreams come to life. They credited him with growing the organization over his 17 years at the helm and for touching the lives of thousands of kids. Anthony Cooper read a statement from Johnson's wife and children.
We wanted to share our heartfelt gratitude for the
and described Johnson as his best friend.
I'm going to miss that brother. More than y'all probably know.
The Boys and Girls Club says they'll continue to hold their annual fundraiser to carry on Johnson's legacy. On Even Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Veterinary officials in Wisconsin say they're closely watching the northward progress of a parasitic fly attacking livestock. As Hope Kerwin reports, the New World screwworm was first confirmed in Texas last week.
Six cases of New World screwworm have so far been found in the U.S., mostly in cattle as well as a goat and a dog. The parasitic fly lays its eggs in the flesh of live animals, causing infections and even death if untreated. State veterinarian Darlene Conkle says Wisconsin officials are closely watching the response by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and affected states. She says the fly prefers warm temperatures.
That's one advantage of living in a cold weather state, is that some of these pests don't survive, at least over our winter. But that doesn't mean we couldn't see a case.
Cattle moving from southern states into Wisconsin could carry the fly, and the parasite poses a risk to shelter pets. But experts say the state already requires both types of animals to be inspected by a vet before transport. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A new audit says more oversight is needed for the Milwaukee County Transit System. That system is not a county department, but instead it's a quasi-governmental entity. It's funded with a mix of state and federal money, rider fares, and local tax money. The county comptroller launched the audit after system leaders announced there was an unexpected $10.9 million budget deficit last year. The audit found the system had entered into multi-year contracts and approved salary increases without review or approval by the County Board of Supervisors. Sean Rowland serves on that board.
MCTS should be asking either the County Board or the MTS Board for permission to do many things before they do them, and the audit found that that wasn't happening. So we are going to work with legal counsel to close these gaps in governance.
The audit recommended more clarity on contract approvals and more detailed financial updates. People living with disabilities may soon find it easier to access the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore. As Danielle Kading reports, upgrades are set to begin later this month at Myers Beach near Cornucopia.
During a trip to the Apostle Islands last year, Madison's Cheryl Schultz wished she could kayak through the honeycomb chambers of the sea caves, but she has long struggled with a condition that causes chronic problems with maintaining her balance. And right now, getting down to the water is no easy task. A steep set of stairs leads 23 feet down to where paddlers launch. But Schultz says she's excited a ramp will soon be built to improve access.
Anybody is going to be able to do that, disability or not, access for all. So it's making dreams come true for people.
The nonprofit group Friends of the Apostle Islands raised about $350,000, or just more than half of the funds needed, to build a ramp that gradually slopes down to the beach. The ramp is set to be completed by October. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we'll hear from a Wisconsin writer reflecting on a search for loons during an up north vacation and what we have in common with the beloved birds. Stay with us.
There's a lot for children to learn before starting school, and PBS Wisconsin Education is here to help. Parents, caregivers, and educators can visit pbswisconsineducation.org/earlylearning for free PBS Kids activities, ready-to-go lessons, and professional learning. Help your kids get excited about reading, school, and playful learning at pbswisconsineducation.org/earlylearning.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Every summer, people flock to Wisconsin's Northwoods to relax, enjoy the beautiful scenery, and hopefully spot some interesting wildlife. Writer Nancy Jorgensen reflects on a summer family trip and the search for one of the state's most iconic wild birds.
What spends every summer at a Wisconsin lake hasn't changed in a million years and is black and white and loved all over. I arrived in June at my daughter Elizabeth's Tomahawk Lake House to search for loons, for that drawn-out wail that haunts the half-light just before sunset, for that black-and-white checkered body paddling the surface before it dives below to dine. But before I could do that, Elizabeth scheduled a hike. On a nippy Minocqua morning, we set off on the Bearskin Trail. As my canvas shoes crunched over crushed gravel, I set an app to record bird calls. Elizabeth and her partner, Josh, sprang into a 3-kilometer run, but my husband, Joel, my sister-in-law, and I moseyed. More than exercise, I was interested in trees, creeks, bogs, and the pond where turtles sunbathe. I would search for loons later at the lake. As my app recorded a yellowthroat, sparrow, and goldfinch, I spotted a bird in flight. A black head, bill like a dagger, flat white body, and awkward webbed feet sliced through the sky. My sister-in-law lifted her binoculars. Is that a loon? Before I could answer, the loon introduced herself with a flight tremolo. Short, repetitive notes wavering quickly up and down. So fixed on the idea of loons at the lake, I never expected to spy one in the sky. It winged away before I could raise a camera, but my app confirmed its call. After the hike, back at Elizabeth's house, she dished out popcorn and Chex Mix and taught us a new card game. A writer and educator with 2 Wisconsin homes and a daily fitness routine, she leads a busy life. But she prioritizes family, and these weeks in Minocqua have become tradition. As she dealt a hand, I cracked the window, trading warmth for the possibility of a whale. 30 minutes later, I lost the card game, but scored a loon's slow, prolonged cry. It felt like a gift, unpredictable and perfect. You heard one, Elizabeth said. Now, let's look for loons on the water. So, bundled in quilts, we puttered around Tomahawk Lake on her tritune. Just minutes into our ride, Joel pointed. Loons, he whispered, and Josh slowed the boat, then stopped. We drifted, silent. 2 black heads played hide-and-seek with us, bobbing and dipping, then resurfacing unexpectedly elsewhere. I didn't know that loons lay eggs in mid-May, that the chicks leave the nest within 24 hours, ready to swim. I didn't know that on June 11th, I should be alert for more than adult loons. On the next day's tritoon ride, Joel pointed again, and I spotted a tiny speck floating between two checkered birds. 42 years ago, Joel and I also introduced a baby to the world. She took to it like that loonlet, curious, adventurous, and independent. That night, we watched a documentary on Wisconsin loons and discovered that, like us, they choose a summer location and return each year to the place of their hearts. After 5 days, more knowledgeable and more content, we packed for home, already planning our next visit to Tomahawk Lake. I came to the lake to hear loons and found a reminder that love roots itself in family and place. The lake, the loons, the games at a kitchen table. These are the things to be treasured, worthy of attention and care, so they will endure.
Nancy Jorgensen is a writer and musician from Waukesha. This piece was produced by Sarah Hopeful. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. And let's get a quick check of your forecast before letting you go for the day. Showers and storms expected across the state today. Those storms could be severe, especially later on in the afternoon today. So make sure that you are paying attention. We could be seeing some hail, possible tornadoes across Wisconsin today as well. High temperatures in the 80s and 90s throughout the day today. Those storms continue into the overnight hours, should be wrapping up by about midnight. Low temperatures down into the 60s tonight. And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Make sure you're staying safe today with all of the severe weather that could be impacting the state. Have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you again soon.